Praise the Lord. What a joy to have you listening to the living, active, sharp, piercing, and discerning word of God from my mouth. This is Sweet Melodies, a Bible reading program aired on Grace Life Kumi podcast. I am Funke Owahuna. I will be reading from the pages of the scriptures. I pray that as you listen to the word of God, gains entrance into you, and you join your faith with the word of God for your spiritual edification and all-round profiting in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome to this episode of Sweet Melodies. We will yet consider an important subject that is vital to living a practical Christian life. And so our topic still remains prudence in speech. In the previous episode, we considered verse 18 of Proverbs chapter 10, from which we were able to understand what it means to be prudent in speech. We considered what it means to slander, how it is an abomination and sin before God, and we also understood why those who indulge in slandering others are considered as foolish people. And finally, we received two practical responsibilities we can undertake as believers so as not to indulge or make practice of the sin of slander. Praise God. In this episode, we would yet consider the need and importance of being prudent in our utterances and communications and conversation. Praise God. The scripture focus for this episode is Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19, and I'm going to be reading from, we have five versions to read this scripture from. First and foremost, the King James Version says, "In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise." The Easy English Version says, "The more you talk, the more possible it is for you to sin. If you are wise, you will keep quiet." The International Standard Version says, "Transgression is at work where people talk too much, but anyone who holds his tongue is prudent." The Amplified Version says, "When there are many words, transgression and offense are unavoidable." Transgression and offense are what? Unavoidable. "But he who controls his lips and keeps thoughtful silence is wise." And then the Passion Translation says, "If you keep talking, it won't be long before you are saying something really wrong. Prove you are wise from the very start. Just bite your tongue and be strong." Praise God. So from the definition, one of the definitions derived for prudence in speech in the last episode, we understood that it refers to what? Possessing the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of reason while communicating and expressing one's thoughts in spoken words, that is, via utterances and also in conversations. Now, going through the Bible verse we just read in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19, we'll discover that there are two keywords that also happens to be, you know, two parts of the body. Fortunately or unfortunately, these two parts of our body decides the flow of speech through us. These are the lips and the tongue. Praise God. From the Easy English Dictionary, the Merriam-Webster English Dictionary, the lip is defined as either of two fleshly folds that surround the mouth in humans and many other vertebrates, and the organs of human speech essential to certain articulations. Okay, so there's a limit to the articulations you can make without the lip as human, praise God. And the tongue is also defined as a fleshy, movable, muscular process of the floor of the mouth of most vertebrates that bears sensory end organs, and small glands and functions, especially in taking and swallowing food, and in humans functions as a speech organ. Okay, so here the tongue is, you know, specifically for the humans functions as a speech organ. Also, the tongue is defined as the power of communication through speech. And lastly, in relation to the subject and the focus of this episode, there is another definition of the tongue we must know, and it's very vital. It says the tongue figuratively refers to the manner or quality of utterance with respect to tone or sound, the sense of what is expressed, or the intention of the speaker. So, for instance, a person can be said to have a clever tongue when he or she makes sense while communicating or conversing. And another is considered a sharp tongue because of the quality of utterance made and the result of, you know, the same. I know that the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, you know, and verse 3 says, and the fool's, I'm using 3b, okay, it says, and a fool's voice is known by multiple of words. This is a King James Version. The Message Bible says, over talk shows you up as a fool. And the Amplified renders it this way. It says, and the voice of the fool through many words. So, you see the relationship between many words, you know, talking too much, and either being a wise person or a foolish person also. So, these definitions of the lip and tongue from the English dictionary tells us, you know, it tells of how closely related the body parts are to our speech, even as believers in Christ. Knowing fully well that at new birth, the changes we experienced were primarily the changes in our spirit man, okay? A new birth doesn't change the physiology, anatomy, or functions of our body as new creations. Therefore, as the various Bible versions renders Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19, there is need to know how to control, how to hold, how to bite, how to keep thoughtful silence, and know when to keep quiet as believers in Christ. It is this knowledge and understanding that releases into our soul the ability to govern and discipline ourselves by the use of reason while we communicate or while we express our thoughts in spoken words. And as we've learned previously in the last episode, our thoughts, which has a seat in our soul, determines what will be seen by our fruits. That is our actions, and heard in our speech or utterances. James, the brother of Jesus, in James chapter 3, verse 6a, says, and the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So the tongue of man is, in a sense, a fire, okay? And compared to the sum total of wickedness. This is because via our speech, we can ruin the world. We can turn harmony into chaos, you know. We can divide homes. We can cause trouble where peace exists. We can throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and, you know, go up in smoke with it. The tongue is a fire that passes through successive generations, rolling on like wheels. As believers, we must not be ignorant of this nature and potential in the smallest part of our body, the tongue, because it is a world of what? Wrongdoing. The tongue on its own is a world of wrongdoing. It's just so full of it. Do you know that your tongue determines your quality of life and what you will experience in this life and even in eternity. Peter, the apostle of Christ Jesus, in his first letter to the church, wrote on our Christian conduct and how it reflects on our lives here in this life and in eternity. I'm going to be reading his letter from the Amplified Version, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. It says, "For the one who wants to enjoy life and see good days, good whether apparent or not, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile," that is, treachery and deceit. "He must turn away from wickedness and do what is right. He must search for peace. He must search for peace with God, with self, and with others, and pursue it eagerly, actively, not merely desiring it, you know. For the eyes of the Lord are looking favorably upon the righteous, the upright, and his ears are attentive to their prayer, eager to answer. But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil." I mean, the word of God has said it all. We must learn to keep our tongue free from evil and our lips from speaking deceit, speaking falsehood, speaking treachery, speaking guile. Amen. So, having heard all, how can the child of God keep his tongue and lips in control and free from evil? We'll take one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. The scriptures in Psalms chapter 119 verse 11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So for you to keep your tongue in control, for you to, you know, have dominion over your tongue, it is by what? First laying up, storing up, you know, treasuring and carefully studying the word of God. It is the word of God in you that helps you to govern, that helps you to control, that helps you to do what? Have dominion over this tongue, which is a world of what? Wrongdoing. Also, the scripture in Colossians 3, verse 8 to 10, I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version also. It says, "But now, rid yourselves completely of all these things." What are these things? Anger, rage, malice, again, slander, and obscene, abusive, filthy, vulgar language from your mouth. Verse 9 says, "Do not lie to one another, for you have, you know, stripped off the old self with its evil practices," and verse 10 says, "and have put on the new spiritual self, who is being continually renewed in true knowledge in the image of him who created the new self." So the New Testament way, you know, offered us as children of God to keep our tongue and our lips in control and free from evil is by what? Living ever conscious of the truth that at new birth, when we came to Christ, when we received the gift of salvation, we put off what? The old man, the old Adamic nature, with his deeds, and have put on the new man, a new spiritual self that is being what? Continually renewed in true knowledge in the image of him who created the new self. So you see, Paul gives us a more deeper understanding into what David was saying in Psalms chapter 119 verse 11. Because without the word of God, this new self that you have received cannot, you know, be formed and aligned to the new man that you have put on. It is one thing for you to put on a new spiritual self, and another thing for your soul and your body to align to your inner man, the new spiritual self that is now existing. Praise God. So it is important for us to have this, you know, ever conscious truth, this ever conscious understanding and knowledge of what the new birth has provided. provided us with. Praise God. So in conclusion, when we are able to control our tongue and hold our lips as children of God, and by the help of the Holy Spirit, we will not only prove ourselves as being wise, but we will also do what? Enjoy life. We will see good days and have our prayers answered by God always. As we saw in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are what? They are looking favorably upon the righteous." Wouldn't you like the Lord's eyes to favorably look upon you on a daily basis? He says, "And his ears are attentive to their prayer, eager to answer." So before you pray, God does not just know what you desire in your heart, okay, but he's eager to just hear you say it. You know, sometimes some people confess, "I love you," and the response they get at the end is, "Why did it take you this long to express it? Why did it take you this long to say it?" This is because the other party has been waiting eagerly to just hear him confess, "I love you." You know, God is eagerly waiting for the prayer of the righteous. If you were able to control your lips and be free from evil, you position yourself, you know, in that state where your prayers are. God always look out for your prayers. Praise God. And he says, "But the face of the Lord is against those who practice evil." May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. So to this end, I pray that we will not only be hearers of God's word, but also be doers of the same. May our soul receive the knowledge and understanding of the power in our tongue and how to govern and discipline our tongue every time we make utterances and express our thoughts in Jesus' name. And I pray that may our Christian life be worth emulating in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, beloved, I would like to invite you to receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior by making this prayer of salvation along with me. Say, believing in your heart, "Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you came to this earth. You died for the sins of the world. Cleansed the sin of those who believe in you and resurrected from the dead. This you did because you love me. Today, I receive your love, your death, your forgiveness, and your resurrection. I renounce my sins today. I choose to make you the Lord of my life. Jesus, I choose to serve and follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow. Glory be to God for making this decision. And I pray that the Lord Almighty will keep you safe and secured even till the end, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations. Beloved, I believe you have received God's word in faith. May we not be hearers alone, but doers of his word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit today and always. Amen. Jesus is Lord.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.